endless glory.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, Pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, Be patient with me and I will pay you back in full. But he refused. Instead, he had him put in prison until he had paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servant saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you asked me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives his brother from his heart. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now in this second phase of Lent, this baptismal catechesis that the Church gives for the elect, as well as for those of us who have already entered those saving waters, so that we might appreciate the consequences of our baptism. To be baptized is to become holy. To become holy is to become like God, and become like God is to become merciful. So that's why the Church stresses at the beginning of this baptismal catechesis the enormous, mind-blowing treasure we have received in God's mercy, and how that mercy is supposed to be flowing through our veins and overflowing into the conduct with others. The first reading today in the prophet Daniel, we pray to the Lord, deal with us in your kindness and great mercy. We begged in the responsorial psalm, remember your mercies, O Lord. And the Lord does deal with us in kindness and mercy, and he remembers his mercy from generation to generation to Abraham and all his spiritual sons and daughters forever. But God's mercy is not enough. God's mercy is not enough. It requires our participation to receive it. And the only way we're going to be able to receive that gift is if we're sharing that gift with others. Because as Pope Francis likes to say, the heart has systolic and diastolic actions. If we're not pumping in systolically God's mercy, if we're not diastolically pumping out God's mercy, our heart is dead and we can't systolically receive God's mercy. He wants, through baptism, to take out our heart of stone and replace it with a heart of flesh, a heart that, transformed by his mercy, loves with mercy. And during this Lenten season, we need to ponder just how much he wants us to share that gift and become like the giver. The parable Jesus uses is one of my favorite. First, because I don't think it's well understood. Second, because it describes the path by which we will go to hell and the path by which we'll respond to God's mercy to get to heaven. It's the parable of the two debtors. St. Peter asks the question, Lord, how often must I forgive? Then he comes up with, for a Jew, an astronomically big number, as many as seven times, because of a misinterpretation of something in the book of Amos, which implied that you had to give somebody three chances, forgive him three times. Peter was taking that three, multiplying it by two, adding one for good measure, and coming up with that huge number, as many as seven times. Almost an infinite number, because it's the number of the infinity of the sacraments. To enter into a sacrament is to seven oneself in Hebrew. But Jesus didn't stop there. He said, no, not seven times, but 77s. And whether that means 77 or 490 is immaterial. Many of us think that we deserve a badge of honor if we give somebody a second chance and we forgive once. We're ready for canonization if we give them two passes. But if, I mean, none of us would count up to the 78th chance or the 491st. But these are numbers that are meant to point toward forgiving without limit, just like God forgives us without limit. And then Jesus gives this extraordinary parable. The first debtor was brought in who owed him, and the translation is a huge amount. The actual Aramaic that Jesus used, that Matthew remembered, is 10,000 talents. I've gone through the math before, but Sister Gaudi is here, who's probably never heard it, so at least for her holy sake, let's go through it again. But a talent was how many days' wages? Anybody remember? A gold talent was 10,000 days' wages. Sorry, 6,000 days' wages. I'm exaggerating. 10,000 talents is 60 million days' wages. To owe that amount meant that you would have to work nonstop for 164,271 years. Years. Just wait till I'm 165,000 years old, Master, and I will have paid you back in full. It's ridiculous. It's an unpayable debt. But he falls down on his knees and says, just give me time. Not even all the time in the world would be sufficient. But the Master, moved with compassion, and we know what that word is, Schplanknitzumai, with his heart bursting with compassion, he remitted the entire debt, all gone. And that's what God does to us in baptism and the sacrament of confession. He wipes it all away, totally unpayable debts because of his merciful love. But then the servant, who had forgiven such a huge debt, if he was making $100 a day in today's money, would have been forgiven $6 billion. This spiritual billionaire went on out and somebody owed him 100 denarii, is the Aramaic, 100 days' wages, basically 3 months' worth of work, something that could easily be repaid. But instead he throttled him, choked him, and said, pay back what you owe. And then when the very servant used the same words to him as he had used to his creditor, he refused and had him put in prison until his family, extorted in this way, would repay the debt. And the Master, as we see, was outraged. And he asked, should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had had pity on you? And in anger, he handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the unpayable debt. He was handing him over forever. The word that he used to describe this forgiven servant who wouldn't forgive is wicked. That in the final analysis, there are only two types of persons we can be. Somebody who receives God's mercy to overflowing and shares that mercy with others. Or someone who is wicked. Someone who has received Christ's own blood on the cross and then is not willing to imitate that type of forgiveness for others. I used to always say to my parishioners that the one sure way we know we will go to hell is if we refuse to forgive. Because if we refuse to forgive, then we won't be forgiven by God. Not because he doesn't want to. He sacrificed his son because he wanted to. But because we simply can't receive it. And what a tragedy that would be. So what are some of the lessons that we learn from this? We learn the incredible sum God has forgiven us. And that is a motivation for what we need to forgive others. No matter what anybody does to us or to a family member of ours, no matter how wicked, it's nothing compared. It's literally small change compared to what we have done to God through sin, which led to the crucifixion of innocence himself. But that should give the motivation that we need. Once we recognize we've been forgiven so much, it makes it easier to forgive even the very difficult things we have to. Second thing we learn is precisely because the Lord wants to sculpt us into his image of mercy, he often allows us to suffer circumstances in which we have to exercise that merciful heart. He sits us next to someone, even in a chapel, that we have difficulty forgiving. He puts us in circumstances in which forgiveness may be heroic, but in those circumstances, not that God is abandoning us, it's that he's helping to form us out of love, according to his image, so that we can, in fact, become merciful as our Father is merciful. The way we practice this gift is not just through the sacrament of confession and in the way we forgive others as we have been forgiven in the sacrament, but it's also here at Mass. There's a beautiful prayer in today's first reading from the book of Daniel, which we pray every day at Mass. But with contrite heart and humbled spirit, let us be received. Let our sacrifice be in your presence today as we follow you unreservedly. That's the prayer said right before the priest washes his hands. The context for this is they were in exile. They couldn't go to the temple. They couldn't offer any sacrifice, even a sacrifice of praise there. But Daniel was praying, even though we can't go there, let our sacrifice be in your presence as we seek to follow you unreservedly with our whole heart, fearing and praying to you. No matter where we are, no matter what condition we're in, we come to the Lord with the sacrifice of a contrite heart and humble spirit, opening ourselves up to the largesse of his merciful love, receiving that mercy enfleshed in Jesus, and then together with him on the inside, made capable of sharing that richness of his mercy with others who need it just as much as we do. The essence of the gospel is this. Even though we didn't deserve it, God loved us so much that he forgave our entire debt. But he wants us so to be transformed by that, that we forgive our debtors just as he has first forgiven us. For unless we forgive others their debts, neither will our Heavenly Father forgive us ours. But if we, by God's own mercy, forgive others their debts, then we will come to share the eternal joy of the good thief. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.